If they could bring somebody in, how long do you think it would take them to get up to speed in 2 days of practice?
To start?
Yeah.
I doubt they'll bring anybody in to start.
Right, or just to play.
It'd probably be special teams. Yeah.
Does it? How much of a luxury is it that the front four, the pressure they've been getting, does that kind of make whoever's out there make it easier for a kind of a paper?
Yeah. It's going to come down to the play of our D line. They're definitely going to need to help us in that regard, so that we don't have guys out there trying to cover some really good receivers for a long amount of time with a really good quarterback. But there's some things we're going to have to do in the secondary, especially covering early, giving our D-line some time to get disruptive, and being able to get some of these skilled players on the ground, which we feel confident in the plan. And like I said, throughout the week, we'll adjust that and tweak that based on, how we're practicing, who's practicing, who's playing.
It doesn't seem like you're concerned.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not, man. I'm getting ready to play Giants at home.
Okay.
I have nothing in my mind but winning.
Does the fact that Rasul went out there and he didn't seem to be to bat an eye either give you confidence in the secondary as well?
We prepared, man. As a group, I would be surprised if anybody that we put out there flinched at all. Just the way we prepare, the way we challenge each other, we got full confidence by the time we get to Sunday and what we're doing and who's out there.
It just feels different than last year when just the whole group that you guys can survive all these losses, and just the way you're talking about it. I mean, you weren't talking negatively about it last year, but the confidence that you had. I mean, what's the difference this year?
I don't know. I guess it might be a mindset. Honestly, we got places that we want to go, places that we think we should be. And no matter who we got or what stands in the way, we're going to get there.
In your career, have you ever practiced with only 6 DBs healthy?
Yes, I've gone into games with 6 DBs. I've been in games where we only had one active corner in one. So,
which game?
We were playing the Steelers at home in New Orleans. We had all our packages up. At one point we had myself and Usama Young playing corner. Pearson Prelude was the dime. Who played the nickel? We had Roman Harper, Darren Sharper, and the only active corner we had was Lee Torrance, and he got a concussion at some point in that game.
And we won,
yeah. We actually played really well in the back end. But, so it's one of those things that it's a mindset. You can either let it distract you, let it slow you down, or you can prepare to win. And I think we've decided that, whoever's out there, we're going to prepare to win. If we need to adjust, we'll adjust. Obviously, we feel like our D-line is going to be one of those things that can equalize some of the positions we have in the back end, some of the depth that we have. And if not, we'll adjust as the game goes on.
If Rasul does get the call alongside Jalen, would that be the youngest cornerback outside dude you've ever played with?
No.
No, okay. Those two, Mills and Rasul, wouldn't be the...
A rookie?
Yeah.
I've played with a rookie corner.
Well, one rookie and then one guy only...
Oh, you mean like the combination of them?
Yeah.
Probably.
What is it about those guys? Is it almost like the confidence of youth? I mean, Jim has always talked about having that type of swagger. Obviously, you had it, but those two guys seem to have it as well.
I mean, everybody's out to prove something. Jalen has probably the most confidence in our room. out of any of the guys, and that's what makes him the player that he is. I think Rasul is a guy who also has a lot of confidence in his ability and his preparation, and plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's got something to prove, and that's all I ask for is guys like that next to me. And so we got that attitude. It don't matter who we play against, we can go out there and compete.
Not so we talk so much. That you're not concerned. Why should the 68,000 fans on Sunday not be concerned?
That's not, they don't pay me to ease the concerns of the masses, but, I can assure one thing that we'll go out and compete, on Sunday, and that's the biggest thing. Whoever we put out there is going to play hard, they're going to prepare hard throughout the week, and we'll be ready to play. Will it be perfect? It's never perfect, but, we're going to play hard, and we have faith in the guys we're putting out there.
We've talked so much about the safeties on this team have the versatility to play corner. I know you mentioned the corners had the versatility to move back there.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that yet really much. We haven't, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like that's actually the case? You guys have corners who can slide back?
I think so. I mean, we'd have to change the plan, obviously, and a lot of that will put a little bit more on me to get everybody lined up and make calls. But if we had that option, we definitely can do it. Our safeties play like slot corners anyway in the majority of our packages. And we've got, you know, plays where, you know, we'll rotate our corner to a deep defender, which is in turn the same thing as a safety. So we do have that flexibility to roll guys in and out if need be. Like I said, we're still developing that plan, and we'll see how that goes throughout the week.
Mal, can you say that the Eagles are you feel like you're the team to beat in the division?
Yeah, when somebody asks me who's the, you know, who would I say is the team to beat? Okay. Like, who else would I say but the Philadelphia Eagles?
Okay. Did you say that after watching the games of the first 2 weeks of the season, or
whether you wanted to add? Well, everybody's 1-1, right? Or 1-0-2. So it's pretty even. Yeah. Whether it's the first game, second game, last game, I'd probably say the same thing.